Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's face it, this has not been the greatest week in New York sports. I think Sean Morash dubbed it, this is going to be Ghostbusters week because everyone's going to take care of the ghosts. Well, the Mets played the Braves once and lost, and then we had to deal with all the rain issues. The Yankees have not been able to officially clinch the American League East. More on that later. And the Orioles have become a nemesis. And now we've got Giants Cowboys. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be the voice of optimism. I think you're going to beat them tonight. I think that Sean will have ultimately been right when he said it's Ghostbusters week. Not that the Yankees got rid of ghosts. Not that the Mets got rid of ghosts. But I do think for a combination of reasons, Tiki, I believe in your football team. And I think tonight's the coming out party where the Giant fan who's excited that they won on Sunday but doesn't fully believe fully gets on board that maybe, maybe this team is better than they thought.
If they beat this team, if they beat this Cowboys team, it is a, it's like a reckoning. It is a, it's a moment to re-announce yourself. Because think about what Dabes did when he was a, his rookie season. Now, as a head coach, it, not that the Cowboys were, they beat them because they didn't, but it just felt like, all right, the Giants have arrived. And then everything happened a year ago and all the start of this season. And while they played the Commanders well and probably should have won if they had a kicker, and then they beat the Cleveland Browns, there's still like a lack of belief.
No, there really is. I agree with
you. In this team, there's not a lot of, well, we're here. We just need to play good every week. It still feels like team's just not good enough.
Yeah, there's
don't have this good player to do X, Y, or Z. And so if you beat the Cowboys at home, a team that you can't beat, kind of like the Jets couldn't beat the Patriots, it all of a sudden just re-announces you.
Yes.
Re-announces Dabes. Re-announces what this Giant team can be. So that's what tonight represents. I hate that it's a short week, to be honest with you, because it feels like the game came too quickly. But it's the opportunity. It's right here in front of you. You just have to take advantage
of it. There are a myriad of reasons why I think the Giants are going to win this game. But let me just spank this one in the butt immediately. I am so sick of these NARPs, these guys that have never played sports, citing history as a reason why a team can't beat another team. I'm sick of it.
I agree.
Like, what does Joe Judge's Giants have to do with Brian Daboll's Giants?
Not a damn thing.
Not a damn thing. So for all you Giant fans that are out there that are afraid of the ghost of the Dallas Cowboys, I'm here to try to lead you into realizing that history doesn't mean anything.
We're not scared of Casper.
No!
Speak for yourself. Dak Prescott has owned this team. MetLife Stadium has been Cowboys' homecoming. Those fans live there. They love it there. And I can't stomach and swallow another one of these on tap.
Which is why you're not going. And we're glad that you're going to watch it from home. But take that negativity and go out to the island.
Can I tell you?
I will.
I'm going to tell you in all seriousness why, and yes, I'm having some sarcasm because I'm afraid of the Braves and I've spent a lot of time talking about that, but there is a big difference, in all seriousness, a really, really, really big difference. So a part of my fear for the Atlanta Braves, Teak, is not necessarily just history, it's that they're good.
Yeah.
And they're very good.
Despite the injuries and the setbacks, they have a really good rotation still.
Yes, which I've argued with people about.
Right.
So I respect the Braves, I think they're very good. I know it's only 3 weeks, and you try to be careful in judging what teams are. But prior to this season, when I looked at the NFC East, just I'm one person, I looked at Dallas, and I feel like a team that's breaking. I feel like a team that's broken.
Well, it felt like that before they took a snap.
Before they ever took a snap. And then you watch the last 2 weeks, and you watch their struggles, and you watch the head coach be under fire, and you watch the issues they have on their offensive line, and you look at the talent that they have at running back that's so porous, they're thinking of activating Dalvin Cook, that I look at the Dallas Cowboys, and I can say this about them, and I don't say it about the Braves, not because I'm having fun with you guys, but because I literally believe it from a sports, from an X's and O's perspective. The Braves are very good. I don't think the Cowboys are. I think they're a flawed team, and I think tonight is an opportunity to take advantage of facing a flawed team, a team that may be on the precipice. If they lose tonight, of blowing things up in some kind of epic way in the middle of the season, I think the Cowboys are a beatable team, and that's why I think tonight the Giants are going to do it.
Well, it's funny because when you looked at this team and all the stars on this team, it was easy to say they're going to be one of the best teams. Talking about the Cowboys, going to be one of the best teams in the division, right? They should be competing for the postseason and pushing deep into the postseason. But when you mentioned the preseason, it felt like everybody was out for their own. And I get it. You have to be. Like when you're up to a contract year and you've earned it, you should demand that. But it became so much more of the conversation than how is this defense going to perform under a new defensive coordinator, or what's the scheme going to look like, or what's the connection between Dak and CeeDee Lamb, or Zeke is back and how is he going to run behind this new offensive line? Like, all of those conversations didn't exist. And I'm sure they were talked about inside the facility, but it just felt like it was an afterthought. And so I'm not surprised that they've struggled early. I am surprised that this team, which everybody thought talent-wise was one of the best in the NFC, it just feels out of sorts. They don't feel like they're a cohesive unit.
Yeah, and part of what you say is where I try to pause and be fair about Dallas through 3 weeks and say, well, they do have a new defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. There has been some changes. And you've said a lot, hey, the first few weeks are like the preseason. Well, we're entering week 4 right. of the NFL season. The preseason is over. If you are a team that's off to a bad start, if you're a team that looks broken, this is the week where you better fix it or you're going to bury yourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the pressures that the Dallas Cowboys are facing. But that's also not our problem. Now, I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans out there, and I'm sure we'll hear from you throughout the day as well at 888-808-1019. But I think more about the Giants, and I think more about how from week to week through 3 weeks, they've gotten a little bit better. Just a little bit better. The quarterback, well, I don't think he was great last week,
mm-hmm.
has put together two pretty damn good performances in a row.
I agree.
And just to put a little perspective on this, just to give you a stat, if one likes stats or believes in stats, Daniel Jones, for just the second time in his entire NFL career, has had back-to-back games with a QB rating over 100. Daniel Jones has a chance, and this stat blows my mind. That's why it's very important for me to repeat, because it sounds fake, but it's not real. Daniel Jones has a chance to be the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era in New York Giant history, the first quarterback since the great Charlie Connerly, to have 2 touchdown passes and no turnovers 3 straight weeks. That has not happened.
It's amazing what happened. Right. It's amazing when you get a great wide receiver on your roster.
Oh, you're giving Malik all the credit?
I'm not giving him all the credit, but I'm giving him some credit.
And an O-line that can hold up.
Yeah, exactly. You get some veteran offensive linemen, you know, bring in Illuminor and John Simpson. Like, it just makes a difference.
All of those things are factors.
John Runyon.
All of those things are factors. The offensive line is better. They have a wide receiver that's off to a historically good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Start. Devin Singletary's looked good other than when he puts the football on the ground. Like, things are trending in a way. And I'm being an IFO. I'm not a Giant fan. I'm not trying to give you pom-poms. As an IFO, things are trending in the right way. But the other thing I feel really good about, and the main reason why I think they're going to pull off this upset tonight, is the pass rush.
Right.
The pass rush that really wasn't that apparent the first 2 weeks of the year. It showed up last week.
Right.
And to me, that has a chance to be the strength of this team. And the Dallas Cowboys offensive line is not your father's offensive line. And I think with Brian Burns announcing himself last week, with Sexy Dexy being one of the more underrated players in the NFL, with Kayvon Thibodeau waking up, like,
I think the Giants have a chance to do something that they haven't done in years. Sack Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And I think they've got a chance to do that multiple times. And I think that if all of this happens the way I project it, I think the Giant fan walks into work tomorrow peacocking and truly believing that this team is better than they thought.
I think you're right. It's tomorrow. But I think today, most Giant fans are scared. I think they're nervous.
What are we scared about?
They're nervous because they haven't seen it consistently enough. They have the examples. You could throw the stats out there about Daniel Jones and the two touchdowns and the non-interceptions, even though he had one that was given back to him because of the roughing the passer last week. But
doesn't count. It was a penalty.
It still feels like, man, something's not clicking all the way for the Giants. And so I don't think Giant fans are saying, we're losing this game. We stink. I think they're saying, I just don't know. I don't know what to expect.
No, no. But you know what, Teak? And I know you don't want to embrace this because you hate it and it makes you sick.
Yeah.
But I think the hesitation that a lot of Giant fans have is history. I think it's a big part of it. And it's driven you nuts for the last 3 days when it's been Mets Braves. But your fan base, the fan base you love, they're doing the same thing.
But I think
history
in baseball is so different than history in football.
What does that mean? The football history counts and the baseball history doesn't count?
It's just, I think when you look at baseball history from a specific opponent, it's like the sample size is so massive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, all right, we saw 3 games. We saw 8 games earlier this year. We saw 14 games the year before. It just tells you like how you play against this team. It's just a massive sample size. Where at the Cowboys, it's like, or football, it's just like, all right, we played this team once well, once not so great. We barely lost that game. We got blown out in this game. Like, you don't know. Like, and so now that the season is different, the line, their offensive line is severely compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Their right tackle is just gives up pressure after pressure after pressure. And so, like, you know who they are. You know what they're about. But you also can't draw on what they were a year ago and say that's how they're going
to
be this
year. No, I agree. Look, it's very similar to what you even said to me about Mets Braves and how different everybody is 2 years later. There's a lot of differences on the Dallas Cowboy roster from 2 years ago and last year to now. Same with the Giants. Now, there are a few people like Dak Prescott who's owned the Giants his entire career.
Right.
That remains the same, obviously. But I do think in the ethers of sports fans, we are scared of ghosts and we are scared of our history. Now, that can change once your team is better. That can change once you exercise those demons.
Uh-huh.
The Mets have failed to do that so far. The Yankees have failed to do that so far. This week against the Orioles and, more importantly, the Astros, which could happen sooner than you think. I think the Giants, and this is the difference, are positioned to do it tonight. The Dallas Cowboys are a mess. Cowboy fans know it. Deep down, Dallas Cowboy fans know it. They're panicked, too. They're talking about how they could somehow fire Mike McCarthy 4 weeks into a season
and
get Belichick out of his Manning cast contract so he could be their head coach. But this is the right moment to play them. This is the moment to seize on the issues that the Dallas Cowboys have. And even though you're so negative, Santa Claus back there, I call him Santa Claus because his Dexter Lawrence red Giants jersey makes me think he's Santa.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Evan.
Yes.
Look, you could paint to the ghost, and I think you're right. There is a lot of, I'm scared, I got to see it versus the Cowboys. I haven't seen it. Malik Nabers was 13 years old the last time the Giants beat Dak Prescott. I mean, just keep that in mind. You, as you would put it, Obama was president the last time the Giants beat Dak Prescott. The fact of the matter remains, you could talk about the Cowboy dysfunction. You could talk about the positives the Giants gained last week. CeeDee Lamb destroys the Giants. CeeDee Lamb is not like Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers. He runs most of his plays out of the slot, where the Giants are down not one but two of their guys tonight. Who the hell is covering him? Micah Parsons, I don't care who's on the Giants offensive line, eats us for lunch every single time out there. And oh, by the way, as much as I love what Devin Singletary's brought to the table, 2 straight games for a fumble, and there's going to be wet balls all over the field tonight in East Rutherford. I have a lot of reasons for pessimism, and it feels like Cowboys homecoming.
I'm glad
tonight
that you're on the island. I'm glad that you're not anywhere near MetLife Stadium bringing that negativity, Sean.
I'll be the first one waving pom-poms at 11:30, though.
You know what you do for a wide nine defensive end like Micah Parsons? Run at his ass.
Mm.
Run right at him because he's going to back up. He don't want that smoke. Run at him.
We had Saquon. We never did it.
I mean, it's because we had Evan Neal at right tackle.
Oh, fair.
All right, so he's attacked the Micah Parsons thing. How about the Devin Singletary thing? Is there anything you're seeing that has you concerned? Because Devin hasn't had a fumble issue in his career.
It's an awareness through contact thing. He's just not aware of when contact is coming. So the first one, 2 weeks ago, when he was running left with the ball in his right hand, he thinks he's clear of the pressure coming from the inside. So he's not paying attention to it. And then he gets swiped down on the inside instead of having it in his left arm, which was hard. In his defense, it was hard for him to switch it. The second one, which happened last week, he's going through traffic in the middle of the field, and a defender, I forget which defender, it is 58 for the Browns, like he misses him, and he just tries to swipe him away. Right, he's already down. He's already past him. But Devin Singletary's trying to swipe him away with his off-ball hand, as if that's going to do something for him. And the only thing it does, it exposes you, right? Because as soon as you start like using your off hand to do crazy stuff, your ball hand does the same thing, right? So when you move your off hand away, you lose some balance. You have to extend your other arm to gain that balance back, and you expose the football. So it's simple. When you're going through contact, cover it up.
Yeah.
It's easy. High and tight. Put the X across your body. You will be fine. You will never lose a football. And by the way, you'll stay on balance. So to me, it's just contact awareness for Devin Singletary.
They cannot. This is an obvious statement, but sometimes obvious statements are necessary. They cannot afford another Devin Singletary turnover this week.
They can't.
They can't.
They can't.
So
now they got lucky last week.
They did. Right. Look, sometimes you do get lucky. It's tough to get lucky with those kinds of mistakes. Just like the mistake they made to start the game
last
week.
But it was unlucky against the Commanders because that was a drive in plus territory.
Yeah.
That probably would have ended up in some points.
And look, you're right, Sean, about the issues in the secondary. Adoree Jackson's out. Drew Phillips is out. He's been off to a great start. Mm-hmm. The limited amount of time he's been out there as a rookie. The way to solve the CeeDee Lamb issue is get to Dak Prescott. He won't have time to throw to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easier said than done. And I'll give you one more little nugget that's important, that's not sexy to talk about. Do either of you think the Giants are capable of blowing out the Dallas Cowboys?
Blowing out?
Yep.
No.
No. Evan?
Why does it have to be a blowout, though?
No. Unless they score defensive touchdowns.
This is called, in radio, this is called setting you up, Evan.
Okay.
Do you think they're capable of blowing them out?
I'll get set up. I think anybody is capable of blowing anybody out. Well, so I ain't playing your game.
All right. Well, here's why I play that game.
Yeah.
If the Giants, the formula is to win this game, the game is inevitably going to be close. We have no idea if Greg Joseph can make a field goal. We have no idea if he can make a field goal in the rain. And they have a kicker that can kick 70-yard field goals.
Right.
That could very well be the factor tonight in more heartbreak.
So it's a great point, but I counter with this. And I'll use 2 weeks ago as an example. When you have a great kicker, and it's better to have a great kicker. No one's saying I wouldn't want one. But when you have a great kicker, it allows you to play more conservatively. It allows you to play for a field goal.
Right.
Like Brian Daboll did last week, which he shouldn't have done. 2 weeks ago, when he didn't have a kicker, he was more aggressive. And I think we all agreed, wow, it actually benefited the Giants offensively that they scored more touchdowns than they would have if they had a kicker. So I'm going to give you the positive that not having a kicker that you're that confident in will actually benefit them, because then we'll see Brian Day balls and we'll see the head coach that's aggressive like we saw last week on fourth down early that kind of changed the tone of the game. So I give you, I'd rather have Justin Tucker, of course. I'd rather have Brandon Aubrey. I'd rather have a kicker I trust. But sometimes not having a kicker forces this head coach to be the aggressive guy we all want him to be.
Right.
That's a good answer.
By the way, Greg Joseph needs to just change his number. Change his number. It'll make you a better kicker.
What number is he wearing again?
34. It just looks bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it's an ugly
look
number.
Look like a kicker number.
Fix
and
that.
I know it's just given to him. But he needs to go into the training room or equipment room and say, guys, I need a different number.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look good. It looks like a backup running back trying to kick an extra point.
Yeah, it does.
Or a field goal in this case last weekend, that 40, what was it, the 47-yarder? 48-yarder. Yeah, because they put it back 7 yards because it's on the 30. Yeah, or 18 yards because it's on the 30. Like, he just looked bad.
Yes.
And then he knew he missed it as soon as he kicked it. And so
I think we all did.
Yeah, I was just we all knew.
Right? We all had the same
mannerisms. He just like looks down, like, oh, what did I kick? Did I hit a divot or something?
Yeah,
it's like a bad golf shot.
But I saw you nodding, Sean. You actually agree with me.
I do.
It's going to force Daboll to be more aggressive.
However,
what's wrong with that?
It's also going to force us, if a drop happens on fourth down, to scream and yell about how we weren't trying field goals. It works the other way, too.
I understand. Are the Giant fans on the side of Sean feeling all negative and dirty that Ghostbusters week has been a complete disaster?
I'm not even excited for the game.
How are you? You love football.
I think it's what I said earlier. I think it came too quickly.
Yeah. Came too quickly.
Like Thursday night football is fantastic for a fan, and it's not your team. But when it's your team, it happens way too quickly.
Dude, last week, I could not sleep all day Wednesday night because I was pumped about Thursday.
Because you knew you were going to win.
Right. If the Giants are playing the Jaguars tonight on Thursday night football, I come in, my face is painted.
Right. First of all, I didn't know they were going to win.
Yeah,
I know it
did.
Turned out to Jets-Patriots, I knew for sure.
Well, if you listened to anyone who had any kind of opinion on it, you knew that they were winning for sure.
Tiki? I never know for sure my team is winning, especially the New York Jets. But nice try. It is a busy Thursday here in New York City. A lot to get to, including Bad Tiki, who will join the program in his regularly scheduled time at 4:30. The Yankees AL East chances a little bit later on. And I promise you in the next 10 minutes, if you're not familiar, you'll get the little history that's occurring between Malik Nabers and Trayvon Diggs. Because they got a little rivalry that's burning up a little bit, which we'll explain if you're not familiar with. But it is Giant football night as they try to even up their record at 2-2 and do something that they never do. Beat the Dallas Cowboys and beat Dak Prescott. They haven't beat Dak Prescott in how many years, Sean? What was it? The Obama administration?
Yeah, 2016. Daniel Jones, a sophomore at Duke. Malik Nabers was 13. Obama was president. And Victor Cruz scored a touchdown.
And how about this? The last time the Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium was actually during the COVID season. So nobody was there. So you got to go back even further for the last time the Giants just beat the Dallas Cowboys at MetLife Stadium. Because that is a very good feeling. I understand Sean's fears that Dallas Cowboy fans take over. That they always have a good showing.
But what does that
and
have
that makes
to do
it
what's
worse.
Going to happen on the field?
It doesn't have anything to do with
it
what
it just makes when you lose suck more.
Exactly. See, you got it all figured out.
That is a great... you've just changed my entire heart. Now, I still think they're going to lose. But that was such a great way of putting that. You're right. It's going to suck more.
Well, I guess the only way it impacts the field, you tell me if it does, is if there are so many Cowboy fans screaming and yelling that Daniel Jones has to go to a hard count or, you know, the crowd noise affects them negatively, which I don't think happens very often. But outside of that, you're right. It doesn't affect them on the field. It affects you, who's spending 5 hours tailgating and then goes to the game and then at 11:15 is leaving the forever stairwell at MetLife Stadium.
I know.
And you're hearing, you know, how about them Cowboys from the drunk guy next to you.
Right. That's the bad thing is that you don't live it down until you get in your car and probably not even then because you're likely turning on the fan and hearing craziness afterwards from fans and whoever's hosting.
Yes.
Tonight.
Well, it's a giant postgame show, so they'll usually calm you down a little bit. They'll paint the rosy picture for you.
Depends. Depends on who it is.
Schmelk's going to be in no mood tonight.
Yes, exactly.
Let's get to your calls. How are you guys feeling? I actually think the Giants are going to pull this game off. Sean is so scared he won't go to the game. And Tiki feels pretty good. You're going to be in the building tonight.
I will. I do feel pretty good about this game.
What's your record at MetLife Stadium in the last 3 years?
Well, I was at the Green Bay game last year.
That's one of them.
I mean, not calling or watching.
It doesn't matter. In the building.
So in the building, I called 2. So the last 2 years, I'm 2-1.
Okay. I feel
decent
about that.
Called 2 of them. I called the Commanders, right? Called Commanders. I called the Jets.
Yes.
And then I was at the Green Bay game.
Okay.
Which they won.
Not the Tommy DeVito game.
Sorry, Tommy. I was at the Tommy DeVito game.
Yeah, get that right, man.
The epic Tommy DeVito game.
Yes. Let's go to Mike in Hoboken. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're good, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, I literally just drove by the stadium about 5 minutes ago. I could tell you it's already starting. The lines are starting. People are pouring in. And I feel good about it. I'm like Evan. I think they've got a really good shot.
Mike, at 2 o'clock?
They got a tailgate, bro. Come on.
For 5 hours? Six hours?
Yes.
I just came down 17. There was a pickup truck with a full-size grill on the back.
Oh, wow.
And, I went 120 behind the stadium, and you can see the lines. They're already getting in. So,
that's insane.
It's true. Hey, Tiki, you are the GOAT as far as I'm concerned, you know, as the all-time greatest running back in Giant history.
Bro. I appreciate
that. Hey, taking my nephew, Nick, tonight. He's my godson. We're going to the game. He's your favorite player. And when he was younger, he couldn't pronounce barber, so he used to call you Tiki Baba, like B-A-B-A. So
Babar, for, two B's, since then, just not together.
Since then, yeah, since then you have been Tiki Baba.
I like it.
Anyway, I think the game, I feel really good. You know, I'm a STH, and I've seen enough of this losing, and you could tell Sean Lard asked to calm down on all this, negativity.
Wow. Yeah, that's an STH. That's a season ticket holder, Sean. And he says, calm down, Lard ass.
Right.
I don't. Why does everybody go for the lard and the fat stuff? When do fat men stop getting all the criticism? I've had it.
I was just telling Sean this off air. It's the one group of people you could still make fun of and not get canceled. It's fat guys.
It's true.
I mean, come on.
And by the way, lard? Who's had lard in the last 80 years?
I know. I don't even know what lard is.
Yeah. You guys are on.
I know what it is. I don't think I know what it is.
But don't worry, you're on the same side. He just happens to believe in his football team more than you do.
He's just mad at you for being so negative, Sean.
I'm so tired of this crap from all my teams, okay? I have waved the pom-poms from here to kingdom come with all of them. The Rangers, I basically was the Zamboni last spring, okay?
Okay.
The Giants, I believe every single week. So now I finally get humbled a little bit, put in my place. You know what? I got to see it. I really feel negative. And now I'm lard-ass? I get killed for being too positive, killed for being too negative. I'm just being real.
No, I respect that. That's the way I feel. There are times I'm positive, sometimes I'm negative.
Lard is the semi-solid fat, white fat product. So, wait, can a black guy be a lard ass?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Semi-solid white fat product obtained by rendering the fatty tissue of the pig.
Kind of does sound like Sean.
That definition alone had the word fat in it three different times.
And just so you know, T, because I experienced this last week, the parking lots at MetLife Stadium open for a Thursday night game 5 hours before kickoff. So my understanding is that 3:15, which is just 45 minutes from now, that's when the parking lots open for people to begin their tailgate.
Yeah.
And if you could get out of work early on a Thursday to just start grilling, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
See,
you're not going to work tomorrow either, so it doesn't matter.
Tiki has an opinion that I don't know if he wants to express because it's going to annoy some people. So what I'll do is, because I love you, I'm going to do it for you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to express your opinion for you because I understand where you're coming from.
Go ahead.
You guys ready for this? And if you're driving over to MetLife Stadium and you're about to tailgate, understand peace and love, okay? I don't think that Tiki loves that you paid for a parking spot, you parked your car. Do you have to take up a second and a third spot with your grill?
Facts.
Because it makes Tiki very difficult. Because
I'm going to get there late.
He's going to get there late. He wants to park his car.
I got to work until 6:15, 6:30, whatever it is today.
Well, no, that's a good thing. So here's my understanding. And look, if you paid for one parking spot, why are you taking up a second and a third?
Well, hold on.
That bothers Tiki.
Hold on.
That bothers Tiki.
I've been to enough of these
tailgates. Because I get there late.
I get that. First of all, you're Tiki Barber. You're parking in J18?
No.
He's parking on the 50-yard line.
It doesn't matter where I'm parking.
It's always
someone taking up an extra space.
He's right, by the way. Even if you're in like the preferred lot.
Or they have the door open and they're just hanging out.
All right. I don't deny all that, but you got to remember a couple things here. Football, as opposed to other sports, is the most... like group, what do you call the things when you're in the HOV lane? High occupancy vehicles?
Yes, yes.
More people are taking one vehicle as opposed to two. So in essence,
that gives you a right to take two spaces?
It doesn't give you a right, but who has ever pulled up to MetLife and been like, wow, there's zero spots here. There's still a million spots by the time you get there.
Here's what ends up happening. And Tiki is right, but this is Tiki's opinion. I'm not joining in at all. What Tiki is saying is he got there and it's much more difficult to find a spot when every other person either has their door open, a chair in the lot, a barbecue table.
Yes, Tiki,
kiss ass.
If you pull in that lot today and roll down the window and honk the horn in front of giant fans and ask them to move a table and they look out and see Tiki Barber's trying to park here,
they're going to move the table. Then I'm the ass that made him move the table.
He's right.
So I can't do that.
Oh, you smile, you take three selfies. They don't care. I'll move the table real
quick. Nah, Tiki's in a tricky spot. He can't do that.
Yeah. So I just got to drive around and they can't see me because my windows are tinted, but whatever. And then I find my spot and I put my hat on and I sneak by. Unless someone looks really friendly and I'll stop and have a beer.
That's right. Tiki is expressing an opinion that most people have. They just don't want to express it because we all love tailgating and we all love tailgaters. And so we don't want to make this a war. So he's just simply saying, hey, it's tough to find the spot.
Keep it tight. All I'm saying is keep it tight.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight. Keep it non-lardy. Keep it tight.
I do have a trick for you that may benefit you tonight because, you know, we're on the air till 6:30. The game's at 8:15. You got to drive over. And I realized this when I was at the Jet game last week. So I got there early, and I had the same issue. Very tough finding a spot. I did. Not a big deal. I backed into it.
because I got the skill of backing in very nicely.
So. Another guy.
What? What's wrong with backing
in? I'm so tired of the backer inners. Everybody who backs in acts like they're driving an 18-wheeler. Yeah. If you can't get it done in two moves, stop it.
Well, I got it done in three moves, okay?
And by the way, this isn't because I have an urgency to get to the game. I know kickoff is at 8:15, people. Mm-hmm. You got plenty of time to get there. You're leaving at 6:15 or 6:30, whatever it is. But I'm also doing an event for Hellman's. Please stop by.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Right.
But I have good news for you. And this is the weird thing about NFL stadiums and getting there late, quote unquote. If you pull into that lot at 7:45, mm-hmm. okay, which is later than you'll get there.
Yeah.
But if it's at 7:45, half the parking lot is going to have spot availability because everybody cleaned up their mess.
Yeah, but
they're going in.
But so the chairs are gone.
No, I know. But the later you get to a game on time late, you actually have an easier time parking because everybody puts their crap away.
Mm.
True story.
And this was a Jet game?
I was at the Jet game last week.
So it was the Maniacs, the Jet fans?
Oh, we're Maniacs. This? Yeah.
Oh, so maybe the Giant fans would be more courteous.
No, they're not courteous.
We're Maniacs. You're the one guy who wants to show up to a football game 15 minutes before them.
No,
the Maniacs are there 5 hours before.
First of all, I don't want to. I'm saying that when you work late, which a lot of Americans do, sometimes you don't have a choice. Like, Tiki doesn't have a choice. The show ends at 6:30, unless you want to leave early, of course. But sometimes people can't get to a game massively early. A big shot over there.
I'm not a big
shot.
The
guy who's too weak to even go to tonight's game because he's afraid they're going to lose. I'm afraid they're going to lose.
He doesn't want to sit in the rain.
I'm mentally broken.
Bro, I have never not gone to a game because I'm afraid they're going to lose.
Well,
not one time.
Then if that makes me a worse fan, then you don't know what to tell you. That's how I feel tonight.
Thank you for accepting that. Let's go to Mike in Elmont. How are you, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
Giants fan here. I disagree with Sean, but I definitely respect Sean's opinion because I feel about the Mets on Monday as he does about the Giants.
Well said. Well, maybe luckily on Monday you won't have to worry about it.
I'm hoping so, Tiki. I'm hoping so. But as far as tonight the Giants are concerned, I'm really high on them. I honestly think it's going to be a classic national TV Giants blowout and the Cowboys spiraling from here on out. That's just how I feel.
If the Giants blow out the Cowboys, then trust me, the Cowboys will be spiraling.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dak is already last week.
Yeah.
Dak is talking about, you want to jump off the bandwagon, jump off.
What, but in what universe in prime time is there a classic blowout? That hasn't happened in 40 years.
True, non-classic, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Let's call it a surprise Giants blowout. But look, they got blown out by the Saints. And the Saints didn't play well last week, so who are the Saints and who are the Cowboys? Like, you don't know
at
this point. That's why it's really hard emotionally to get around what you expect in this game.
As he says that, I'm thinking to myself, it's a great question. Like, when was the last time, forget national TV, when was the last time the New York Giants blew out the Dallas Cowboys? So I very quickly looked it up. Now, maybe you remember this, Sean, off the top of your head. You probably do. But the last time the New York Giants beat the Cowboys by just more than one score, you have to go back to the final game of the 2011 regular season in which the Giants won 31-14.
Yeah, that was the week after the Christmas Eve victory.
The week after Victor Cruz dance. And that day, Eli threw three touchdown passes, threw for 346 yards, and the Giants destroyed a very mediocre Dallas Cowboy team. But it was a big game.
Well, mediocre, I mean, they were both playing. The winner was winning the division.
They finished 8-8. Is 8-8 good?
And the Giants finished 9-7 because they won that game, and Tony Romo played that game with a broken finger on his throwing hand.
So what does that mean?
It's all in context.
Oh, it's just adding context? Yes. But think about that. That's the last time. That was a million years ago. That was a million years ago. That was the first Obama administration. And that's the last time the Giants blew out the Cowboys. So what our last caller is predicting or suggesting, while it may happen, has not happened in a very long time. And that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Well,
that would be nice.
Show some balls, T. Come on.
Nice. I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, you don't think they're going to blow them out?
No.
Boy, if
it'd be good, because I could leave early.
Oh, jeez. See, I won't leave blowouts that my team is winning early because I want to enjoy it, like the Patriot game.
Yeah.
I actually stayed till the very end. People were stunned. I'm like, why would I leave? I'm witnessing my team just destroy another team.
No, if your team is blowing the other team out, you do leave early.
Because
the only thing that could happen is the other team coming back and beating you.
Yeah, and
if you're down by a lot.
Yeah, you don't want to witness that.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
That's a good one.
Loogie rules there.
That's fine. You have the Loogie rules. The other Loogie rule is he won't go to a game unless someone else pays for him. But that's another Loogie rule.
Good rule.
My rule is I won't leave until the game is mathematically over. So, like, the Nick Net games that we left last year was when I looked at the clock and I would announce to Loogie, it is mathematically impossible now for the Nets to come back and win. So in football, that also happens, but I won't do it if it's a win because I disagree with you. I want to enjoy every moment. Like, if you go to tonight's game, and I get it's a Thursday night, there's work tomorrow. If you go to tonight's game, and let's say your last call is right, Giants kick that ass. I mean, they are whipping that candy ass all over the place. I'm quoting The Rock, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm telling you.
I showed up my youngest son, Attitude Era Wrestling, this morning. I made a big mistake.
Hopefully you didn't show him Val, Venus, and Kai and Tai.
No.
You didn't show him any of that stuff going on.
I'll tell you the exact match I showed. I showed him Stone Cold against Mankind with The Big Show as a guest referee.
And
right?
That's why they call you The Big Show.
Yeah, okay. He's making a penis joke. Nah, it was just a wrestling match. What was I saying now?
I don't know. I got lost.
The Giants.
The penis joke.
Yeah, that's Loogie. He's so disgusting. So the Giants are destroying the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Okay.
5 minutes to go. It's 41-3. How could you leave that early? How could you not sit there and just marvel in the beauty of destroying the Cowboys than watching the rats leave the Titanic?
No, you can't. You can't leave until House of Pain jump around, please, at least.
You'd stay to the very end.
Of course. First of all, I'd stay
even going.
No, but when I go, I don't like leaving it because I forget football games. I don't like missing a snap of my team when you only get 18 weeks of it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So they're up 40-0, down 40-0. I got to watch every snap.
You want to go to the game? I just got tickets.
I'm good.
I'm 50-yard line, 12 rows off the field.
You want me being sick next week, sitting out in the rain and missing Yankee playoff talk?
He does have a track record of getting sick every single time he does this.
Yeah, you got sick last year at the Jet game.
Yep.
And the Islander-Ranger game. Remember that? Yep. The Ranger-Stanley Cup?
Every bad weather game at MetLife, I come back sick, I miss work, and you get mad at me.
Okay, I have news for you, and I know this is going to be controversial with doctors. You actually don't get sick via the weather. It's not true. It's
sure,
a fallacy.
No. Yeah, you're right. Everything's just a coincidence.
No, it is. You know where you get sick? From the people that are next to you. That's where you get sick.
Mm.
You get sick from the people. You don't get sick from the fact it's going to rain on an 80-degree night.
But if you
night.
Deregulate your body temperature, then re-regulate
your
run around
wet. Dude, it's going to be 80 degrees tonight.
No,
what
it's
are you
not.
Talking about?
No, it's not.
It's 80 degrees right now.
You no, wear down your immune system, though, from a night like this, though. He's traveling on the trains. He's sitting out in the rain. Seriously,
dude,
your immune system goes
tonight,
down.
You guys are so weak.
This show needs me healthy.
He sounds so weak-minded.
I know, Teague. It's embarrassing. It's going to be sick.
Why are you co-signing this, Tommy?
Because I'm the one who fed it this. I said, Sean, you're going to get sick, and then next week when you need to be here to talk about the Yankees, Evan's going to blast you for not being here.
He's right.
No. This Loogie's selfish. Everything he does is about himself. He's a hypochondriac. He doesn't want you to get sick because he's afraid he's going to get sick, so then he can't take his wife out to dinner on a Saturday night, which I respect. But you're not getting sick going to a Giant game when it's 70 degrees out. And by the way, the updated weather forecast, there's not going to be any rain tonight. The rain is stopping.
Is that right?
Tonight is actually a gorgeous, gorgeous night to go watch baseball
and
football.
It's not going
to
rain until Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I paid for my Long Island Railroad parking till 8.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. I'm disgusted. What's up, Scott?
What's up, guys? Listen, reality, as a real Giants fan, do I think they're going to win tonight? No, because after Dallas playing with desperation. But all I'm looking for is progress. The defense, not to get, beat up, and stay in the game a little bit. CeeDee Lamb always, torches us. But as long as we just stay, playing tough, whatever, and just look for progress. Because being a reality Giant fan, like that last caller saying we're going to blow them out, come on. We know that's not happening.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking for progress. And are we going the right direction? I'm good with that.
Yes, Scott, you're right on. When was the last time the Giants blew out anybody? I'm being honest. I don't remember.
Now I'm going to look that up.
I mean, I'm sure one happened. It's slipping my mind.
It's also how you define a blowout. Like, you want to go by winning by more than two scores?
I would say more than two scores. Not two scores, but more than two scores.
Yeah, so I have an answer for you, and I don't know if you want to count it, but the last game they played against the Eagles last year to close the season was 24-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
They won the game 27-10. That definitely qualifies as a blowout. I think the problem is, because Jalen Hurts barely played, though he didn't play well when he did play, and the game didn't matter to Philadelphia, I think people will dismiss that. But they did blow out the Eagles final week of the year ago.
Yeah, I guess that one counts, but it doesn't really count.
Yeah. Outside of that, they don't do it very often. I don't know if I agree, and correct me if I'm wrong, as the Giant legend and Giant fans, if I would be okay with just progress. Like, at some point, you got to beat the Cowboys. I mean, obviously, yes, it's better than getting blown out and embarrassed like we saw last year, but,
Well, here's the thing. If it's a competitive game and the Giants play well and the Cowboys are just better, and let's say there's nothing stupid that cost them the win, like, not having a kicker, right? If that happens tonight, I think you can feel good about progress. You're still going to be upset that you lost.
Yeah.
But at least it's not what we've seen the last couple times the Cowboys have come into this house, which is just an utter ass whooping.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's just, I think, especially in a 17-game season, in a year in which the Cowboys are off to a rocky start, with a history of always losing to them, I'd be pissed no matter what. I got to beat them. I mean, at some point, you got
to
beat them.
Well, I mean, if you go back to the cliches that we always talk about, you win your division games, especially at home, then this is must win.
Yeah.
Because you got them again, and it's not going to be at home. It's going to be down there in Big D on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Most of our games against the Cowboys this year, as Sean pointed out, and I didn't even realize till today, was we played on Thursday.
Yeah.
Short weeks versus the Cowboys both times. But win your home games, and especially win your home division games. That's the old mantra about finding success and getting yourself into the postseason.
I'm curious your opinion on this, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but Loogie's getting up. I would need Loogie to sit back down. I do want to explain the history of Trayvon Diggs and Malik Nabers for those that are not familiar. Mm. I kind of think this is badass.
Is this social beef?
So this is a little social beef, and it all started way back when, first shot fired, if you will, via Malik Nabers. When Malik was asked a very simple question right after he got drafted. Right after he got drafted. Take a listen.
One DB that you can't wait to match up against.
Trayvon Diggs calls out Trayvon Diggs.
Wow.
Trayvon Diggs then responds.
In real time.
I don't think it was real time. I think it was a little bit of time because the truth is, I think it took some time, you know, for him to probably hear that this happened.
People served it to him.
You're right.
That's how it happened. He didn't hear it himself and all of a sudden get mad.
Yeah, I think sometimes it takes
someone
time.
Someone served it to him. Yeah. That's what happens when athletes get served things from other people.
They get served.
And then respond to it.
His response, which came about, I'd say, looking at the date of it, about 2 months after the draft. So it took a little bit of time.
2 months?
Giants been getting that belt for some years now. That was his response. Giants been getting that belt for some years now. You're mad about that?
I mean, he's not wrong.
How about you win a big game with Dallas, Trayvon Diggs, before you're talking trash?
No, but that's not fair. See, that's the whataboutisms that you guys try to pull off. We're not talking about the Cowboys winning Super Bowls or beating this team or that team. We're talking about the Giants.
He's
my Malik Nabers.
Implying that the Giants have been spanked.
Yeah,
which is true. Which
great.
Would get you arrested in 2024. Just saying.
Unless you paid for it. My grandma would be doing life.
Now.
Yeah, right.
This week, Malik Nabers, who is off to an unbelievable start, and I think we're all looking at this Diggs-Nabers matchup, maybe even sexier than we thought a few months ago. Malik Nabers naturally was asked about his beef with Trayvon Diggs.
There's been a lot of back and forth between you and Diggs. You looking forward to this matchup once and for all?
I mean, it is what it is, but I don't really want to talk about it. I mean, it's game time now.
Do you know Diggs?
No, I don't even know. I don't.
What's that even about?
I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I don't want to talk about it. Shut up.
He just shut it down. Do you like that?
Yeah. Why? Because why talk about it?
Yeah, there's nothing left to say.
Right. I said what I said. What do you need me to say?
Oh, man.
You need me to say it again so you have it in a quote on your in your recorder? Like, you know what I said.
Yeah, they wanted to double down on it.
You can feel it. Neighbor's going to torch him.
Who cares? You know what he said. You don't have to comment again.
Yeah. I think it's more just confirming it, if you will.
Yeah, but he said it.
No, he did say it. I liked that he said it.
It was his gut reaction.
That's a guy showing confidence. Look, Malik Nabers, to his credit, we had him on during training camp. He is a confident guy, and there's a border that you have to kind of stay on between being confident and being cocky, and it's a very dangerous place to go from confident to cocky.
Yeah.
But as long as you are backing it up, and this kid has backed it up through 3 weeks to start the year where he's put up numbers we've never seen from the wide receiver position,
yeah,
then keep on talking, and now go do it. But what I found funny is what Sean's response was. He started giggling, saying, oh, Malik's going to have a big night. But I thought you'd think the Giants are going to get their ass kicked. Now you're starting to gain some confidence?
We'll see. Pick's still to come.
You're going to change? I don't know if you've watched enough tape on this. Does Diggs follow elite level receivers, and is that something Mike Zimmer may try to do tonight, where Diggs follows Malik?
I doubt it, because it gets complicated, and they had to do it without him. I have actually not watched him, but I will go back and do it in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, look at you!
But it gets complicated when you travel. your top cornerback with whoever the top wide receiver is. Because then as if I'm the Giants, what I do is I put Malik Nabers in the slot and I just jack him around all the formation.
Right.
So all of a sudden you got someone running over, and if it's zone behind him and you're just bumping everything, or you got to play man, like it gets really complicated if you do it to one specific guy. Now, if you do it to, you know, if he's on this side of the field, then I'm taking him type of thing. That's different, but I doubt that he'll travel with Malik Nabers the whole time.
This is another reason why Sean's making a big mistake not going. The beauty of going to these football games is positives and negatives of going and not going. One of the positives, and I certainly felt it last week at the Jet game, is you're watching the All-22. Like, right. You see everything. So if you want to focus on Diggs and Nabers and their battle, even when the ball isn't thrown their way, you can watch it. But if you're stuck at home like Sean's going to be on Amazon Prime, you got no choice. You're going to see what they tell you. So you're missing out on a classic. This is why I'm going tonight. I just got tickets. So, again, if you're going to say no, I'll have to take somebody else, but I'm in. All right, Mets got canceled, bro. I'm free.
Just please, if there's a rally towel, just bring one back.
I'm not giving you anything,
man. You know, I go to 100 games a year. You going to get on me for not going
to
this one?
Giants, Cowboys.
What? Exactly.
Unless, oh, I know why he's not going. It just hit me.
What's that?
He's scared about the Yankees blowing the American League East.
I am scared of that, too, by the way. And you know what? Good parlay tonight. Orioles money line, Cowboys laying the points.
That's my guy right there. That's a very Evan kind of bet to make.
Wow.
Morash is scared. I never would have thought that. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that before.
Right.
More
Morash is scared.
Don't
what?
Don't let Evan know he can make good AI music.
That was a good AI
that
song.
That was a good one.
Morash is scared is like one of the great clips of all time. Do we still have that, Loogie? Did you lose it?
I guess we need Morash is scared,
but he won't let it show. That's why you're not going tonight. You're not scared necessarily of the Cowboys. Tiki, he's scared of the Yankees.
Right. I'm scared of everything. The dark, the rain, the Cowboys, the Orioles.
By the way, Sean, I'm just looking at the three-game snapshot. Defensive completion percentage against. I think you might be right.
He's going to
71%.
Yeah.
We're getting completed against him.
Look at that. More on tonight's Giants-Cowboys game, including how tonight can be that Malik. He's already had moments, but tonight can be really his moment on national TV. More on him, the Giants' chances. Plus, is Sean the only one who's scared of the Yankees blowing the American League East?